Allah, Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Allah, Allah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك Ya dhal jalali wal ikram, O Allah Azza wa Jal, open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us and have mercy on us. O the most honorable, the most gracious. Balagha al-ula bi kamalihi kashafa ad-duja bi jamalihi hasunat jami'u khisalihi sallu alayhi wa alihi. All praises is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our sustainer, our nourisher, our cherisher, our provider, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything, abundance of peace, blessings and choices, salutations be upon the cause and cream of creation, the prophet of rahmah, the intercessor of the ummah, the owner of jannah, the most generous and kind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara. Peace and blessings be upon his beautiful family and his illustrious companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'een. And peace, blessings be upon the saints of this ummah. We say marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bikum to the viewers and listeners of Madani channel and the social media to your family program called The Early Echo. We are, inshallah, going to fulfill those requests of kalams, and we will also be, of course, speaking about the upbringing of children. It is a very essential and important subject and topic in this day and age. So it is a program not to be missed, inshallah, azza wa jal. Now we shall begin by the blessings of reciting durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in regards to the blessings and the virtues of reciting durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, has mentioned, the one who recites 1,000 durood upon me daily, he will not die until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall show that person his abode in paradise. Allahu Akbar. In another narration, the Prophet of Mercy sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned, the one who recites 50 durood, which isn't difficult for us to recite 50 durood and salat upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, by the virtues of reciting just 50 durood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that person will be honored and privileged by shaking the hands of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah, wassalam alayka ya Sayyidi ya Nabi Allah. Chalein, husool-e barkat ke liye do teen ashaar padhte hain. Sabse pehle durood-e paak se start lete hain. Aap bhi durood-e paak padhein. Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulullah, wassalam alayka ya حبيب الله صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله اب میری میری نگاہوں میں
بیچتا نہیں کوئی، اب میری نگاہ جچتا نہیں کوئی، کیونکہ جیسے میرے سرکار ہے ایسا نہیں کوئی، نہیں کوئی جیسے میرے سرکار ہے ایسا نہیں کوئی، نہیں کوئی جیسے میرے سرکار ہے۔ تم سا تو ہنسی آنکھ نے دیکھا نہیں کوئی، تم سا تو ہنسی یہ شان لطافت ہے کہ سایہ نہیں کوئی، نہیں کوئی یہ شان لطافت ہے کہ سایہ نہیں کوئی، نہیں کوئی جیسے میرے سرکار ہے۔
سیدی اعلی حضرت فرماتے ہیں، زمین و زمان تمہارے لیے، مکین و مکان تمہارے لیے، چنین و چنا تمہارے لیے، بنے دو جہاں تمہارے لیے، دہن زبان تمہارے لیے، بدن میں ہے جان تمہارے لیے، ہم آئے یہاں تمہارے لیے، اٹھے بھی وہاں تمہارے لیے، تمہاری چمک تمہاری دمک تمہاری جھلک تمہاری مہک، زمین و فلک سمک و سمک میں سکہ نشان تمہارے لیے،
اشارے سے چاند چیر دیا، چھپے ہوئے خور کو پھیر دیا، گئے ہوئے دن کو عصر کیا، یہ تاب و توا تمہارے لیے جیسے میرے سرکار ہے سرکار ہے ایسا نہیں کوئی۔ اعزاز یہ حاصل تو حاصل ہے زمین کو، اعزاز یہ حاصل زمین کو، کیونکہ افلاک پہ تو گنبد خضرا نہیں کوئی، نہیں کوئی افلاک پہ تو گنبد خضرا نہیں کوئی، نہیں کوئی جیسے میرے سرکار ہے۔
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم، صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ، وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ۔ There is no one like him, there was no one like him, and there will never be anyone like our beloved نبی صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم۔ Subhanallah, there was no one like him in husn, in jamal, in kamal, in knowledge, in ilm, in generosity. There was no one like him, and there will never be anyone like the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and therefore he is the best of role model. Subhanallah, the Holy Quran says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ، Allahu Akbar. In one verse of the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal says, "Wa innaka la'ala khuluqin 'azeem." If you want to be the best husband, it is in the life of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you want to be a good son, if you want to be a good father, if you want to be a good human being, all these examples are in the blessed life of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Kya khabar kitne tare khile chup gaye, par na dube na duba hamara Nabi. Kaun deta hai dene ko muh chahiye, are dene wala hai sachcha hamara Nabi. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Dear devotees, lovers of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel and the social media, indeed, out of the millions of bounties which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us, wo jo karoroha, lakho, arbo, karbo ihsan, ihsanat, aur in'am jo Allah azza wa jalla apne habib ke sadqe mein hum par nazil farmaye hain, He has bestowed upon every one of us. Out of those amazing bounties, one bounty is in the form of awlad, in the form of offspring, in the form of children. Allahu Akbar. This is such a great bounty. Offspring is such a great bounty which brings about happiness in the house of a person. A pious offspring is such a blessing that becomes a support for their parents in their old age. A noble offspring is such a blessing which is a means of salvation for their parents even after they leave this dunya. Nek ho, achha ho, parhezgar ho, to ye maa-baap ke liye bakhshish ke zariye bante hain. That is aulad. Dunya mein agar koi achha aulad chhod jaye, salih, muttaqi, parhezgar, bachcha chhod jaye, انتقال کے بعد وہ بچہ صدقہ جاریہ بن جاتا ہے. Yes, the child becomes a صدقہ جاریہ. Until he continues doing righteousness on this dunya, the reward and thawab goes to the parents. So when Allah Azza wa Jal blesses someone with this blessing of offspring, then the parents get overjoyed. ان حضرات سے پوچھیں جن کے پاس بچے نہیں ہیں, 16 سال ہو چکے ہیں, 30-40 سال ہو چکے ہیں. Because it is the wish of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is His mansha, it is His marzi. Whomsoever He blesses with this blessing. Otherwise, there are many people who are rich. Dunya ki saari dolatein unke paas hai, lekin is dolat se mahroom hai. Aur kuch log wo hote hain, jo nihayat hi ghareeb. They are very extremely poor, destitutes. They have no worldly belongings. But though they are weak and poor, and they may not possess a lot of wealth in this world, but Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed them with that wealth, which is more than anything. You can never buy this wealth with money. It is Allah Azza wa Jal that blesses whomsoever He wants with this wealth. Jab ye bachche achhe hon, nek ho, parhezgar ho, to maa-baap khush hote hain. Warna yahi bachche, which is in the form of mercy and rahmat that comes to our house, if they are not given the correct morals, if they are not taught the correct and the right ethics, if they are not given the proper mannerism, akhlaq, if this is not built correctly, if this is not instilled in our youth, in our children, in our offspring, to wahi bachche, those children that are supposed to be the apple of their father's eyes, supposed to be the contentment of the parents' heart, they become a pain. They become a source of takleef and pain and sorrow to such parents. Allahu Akbar. Kal hi ki baat hai, there was a parent who was crying and saying ki mera bachcha haath se bahar nikal chuka hai. Hai, hai. My own blood, my own child, I had brought my child up, sab kuch kiya, sab kuch karne ki koshish ki, I tried my level best to bring my son on the right track, lekin he has now began doing drugs. He has ruined everything. He sells the things of the home. He fights with his mother and father. He swears, he shouts, he threatens them to kill them. He steals things from the home, sell them. And not one, yeah, many stories like this. But since this was a fresh story and I developed a mindset that today we shall speak about bringing up your offspring. دوسری طریقے سے دیکھا جائے کہ اگر ہمارے بچے ڈرگز نہیں کر رہے ہیں پھر بھی الحمدللہ اللہ کے کرم سے اللہ عز و جل has blessed us this دولت and this wealth of offspring, لیکن کچھ حضرات وہ ہوتے ہیں جو اپنے گھروں میں الحمدللہ they have received رحمت because girl is a mercy and a رحمت from Allah سبحانہ و تعالی, whereas boys are known to be the نعمت and the bounty from the mercies of Allah سبحانہ و تعالی. So our mindset of tarbiyat, our mindset of finding right proposals for them, you know, finding the right rishta and the right husband for them is according to the worldly standards. جب تک کہ کوئی بلینر ملینر نہ آ جائے تو ہماری بیٹی تو بیٹھی رہی, کیا کمی ہے, سب کچھ ہے ہمارے پاس. کوئی دیندار بندہ آ جائے, کوئی حافظ قرآن آ جائے, کوئی عالم یا مفتی صاحب آ جائے, کوئی داڑھی والا آ جائے, کوئی نمازی متقی پرہیزگار رشتہ آ جائے, تو often you find such parents saying, ارے بھیا, my daughter can't go in such a family, she will die being sophisticated or suffering in the home, she can't be in veil from head to toe. یہ تربیت تو ہم نے دیا ہی نہیں اپنی بچی کو, ہماری بچی تو نازو کی پلی ہے. My daughter, you know, she's too delicate, she cannot be in such extreme. ہم پہلے سے سوچ لیتے ہیں. Whereas when a دیندار, a religious رشتہ, a person who's firm in the religion, a person who's نمازی, whose taqwa and piety is maybe more than yours, and such a rishta and such a proposal when comes to your door for marriage, instead of agreeing to it, if all the qualities are met and they are found that this person is honest, he is true, he is pious, he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has deeni Islamic knowledge, Allahu Akbar, for such proposal, what we do? We say, no, 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 my daughter cannot stay in such a home. That one, there are many several stories like this, that rishtas and proposals were rejected because of this. And when they got married somewhere else, they went through divorces, they went through hiding and much torture in such relationships. The end result is quite sour. Nonetheless, inshallah, I want to begin by giving you a little parable, which is a provoking and a thought-provoking parable, and that is about Hazrat Sayyidina Shaykh Kirmani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Asal mein, from the royal family, a proposal came for the daughter of Shaykh Kirmani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, ki aapki beti hamare bete se nikah kar le. My son wants to marry your daughter. So the proposal came from the royal family. Allahu Akbar. For the daughter of Shaykh Kirmani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So he written a letter by saying that give me 3 days, within 3 days I will give you the answer. In those 3 days, Shaykh Kirmani rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, instead of getting his daughter married in that family, he began to search for a son-in-law. And instead of going to the business places, he went to all the masajid in his vicinity, in his area, in his city, and he began to search for a pious son-in-law. Yes. شیخ کرمانی وہ حضرت ہے, اللہ اکبر. اب ذرا سوچیں ان کی تربیت کیا رہی ہوگی, ان کے ماں باپ نے ان کو کیا کچھ نہیں دیا ہوگا, اللہ اکبر. In terms of equipping him with Islamic values and ethics, that now when his daughter is about to get married, this is what he's in search for. He goes to the masjid finally and he sees one youngster who's reading salah, نماز پہ نماز پڑھا جا رہا ہے, مطلب نماز ہی پڑھ رہا ہے, عبادت کر رہا ہے, ذکر و اذکار کر رہا ہے. ماشاءاللہ, he was so overwhelmed by seeing that. He approached his youngster and he said, beta, there is a very beautiful girl, deendar bhi hai, roze bhi rakhti hai, parhezgar hai, muttaqi hai, aur she's a very good match for you. Agar tum chaho to tum usse nikah kar lo. So this youngster who just completed his salah, he says, well, mujhse kaun shaadi karega, who's going to get her married to me, mere paas rakha kya hai, mere paas daulat nahi hai, jaidat nahi hai, I don't have much money, wealth and possessions of this world. So Shaykh Kirmani rahmatullahi ta'ala said to him that, I will get you married, I will get you wedded to this girl. So saying this, he given him some coins and he said, go and start preparing for this wedding. I am giving you the money, go and buy some clothes for yourself, go and buy some mithai, go and start preparing for this wedding. Nonetheless, in a nutshell, the wedding date and day was arranged. Shaykh Kirmani rahmatullahi ta'ala's daughter was a very famous personality. He was a very renowned personality of his era. Allahu Akbar. His daughter was now wedded and married to a person who perhaps never had any worldly recognition. Yes, an ordinary Muslim, but he was pious. Sheikh Kirmani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi got the nikah performed. It was the first day, pehla din hai, when the girl enters the room where her husband was waiting. She's seen that there was an old stale roti kept on the vessel of a water bottle or water bag. And she asked him that after making salam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, ye kya hai ya, kyun rakha hai yahan pe? Why is this roti kept here? So the youngster, the young husband replied to his new wedded wife that he has wedded, he married. He says that, well, this is the old stale roti of yesterday and I kept this, I saved it for today's iftar. Main abhi roze se hoon, isi se main iftari karunga. Allahu Akbar. Saying this, she got so disturbed and from her facial expressions, he realized that she is not happy. And she was about to leave that room when he said, I knew it. The husband is saying, mujhe pata tha. Mujhe se ghareeb se kaun shaadi karega? Who will ever get married to somebody like me? Na mere paas koi bahut bada balance hai, paise nahi hai, jayadat nahi hai. I don't have lots of money and wealth and possessions. And I knew it is something unusual that's happening and I knew you're gonna do this to me. You are not gonna like someone who's so poor like me. Allahu Akbar. She says, nahi, hargiz nahi. Ye masla nahi hai. I'm not disturbed or I'm not upset. Oh, I do not even regret that you do not have money or worldly, possessions. I am concerned that how did my father deem you to be a religious person? My father said that you are a very religious person. Lekin from this I have realized that your tawakkul and your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so weak that you had to save a old stale roti for today's iftar. Are that Rabb, that creator, that Malik who had sustained you yesterday, he had given you rozi and food to eat yesterday. He is the same creator who would provide roti for you today as well. Why did you have to save the old stale roti for today's iftar? This is what has hurt me. That how did my father regard you to be a pious person, whereas your tawakkul is so weak. Your trust and conviction and yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so weak and kamzor. Hai, 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 hai. Allahu Akbar. Itna kehna tha. This person was astonished and amazed. Sabse pehle to ye to shukr karne laga ki Malika Mola wahdahu la shareek, you had given me such a pious wife whose tawakkul and tranquility, whose tawakkul and trust is so strong. Allahu Akbar. And then she says, well, you can ask for muafi as you are doing so, but now if you want me to stay here, it is either this roti will stay here or either I will stay here. Ya to roti rahe yahan pe ya to main rahun yahan pe. Same time, he had donated that roti and bread or naan, whatever food it was, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as charity. And then they lived a very happy life. Dear viewers at the Samadhi channel, we know times and standards are different in this day and age. It's very difficult to think like this. Yes, illa mashallah. Aise kai log hain is waqt bhi jo aisa nahi karte, balki nek parizgar hi damad apne ghar ke liye dhoondte hain. They find pious boys for their daughters. They don't look at wealth and worldly possessions. Lekin majority of our people, majority in our community think like this. Aise log hain jo nahi karte, lekin aise bhi log hain jo karte hain. Allahu Akbar. They would make the person shave off his beard, because why? In our family, no one has a beard. You look very old with a beard. Sunnati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, jo azim sunnah, which is a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If he is using kurta in Islamic libas, jo bhi Islamic libas ho, to usse utarwate hain ki nahi. You must use the Western world clothes. Modernized. Mother-in-law, father-in-law, or sister-in-law, all of them are modernized. The one, the son-in-law, the daughter-in-law, to also be like them. Us tarah ke mahol mein jab koi shaadi karega, jo bachche paida honge, to unko kya tarbiyat milegi? What training and tarbiyah, what Islamic education are we going to give such children, dear viewers on the Samadhani channel? So it begins from here that the foundation has to be correct. The only time you can request or you can command and demand the children to read 5 daily salah. Yes, be harsh and hard on them. when it comes to the salah. Make them punctual from a very little age. Giving your children ethics and knowledge in a young age is like engraving it on a stone. Kyunki wo jam jata dil o dimag mein, bas jata. On the other hand, when you want to teach this very same child who's 20 years old, beta, read namaz. Beta, do righteous deeds. Beta, don't speak lies. Son, don't cheat, don't deceive. Oh, my son, don't carry these things to school and go to the university. Don't wear such clothes, oh, my daughter. Your Saturday aura is showing. Your head is not covered. But when the very same girl was 7, 10, 12, 15, 15 saal tak, 20 saal tak, humne roka nahi hai. Kabhi mana nahi kiya. Jo wo chahti thi, pehnti thi. Jahan jana chahti thi, wo jaati thi. Wherever she wished to go, whatever she wished to wear, we had fulfilled every demand of them. How do you stop this, dear viewers on the Samadini channel? See the dressing of our youth today. Allahu Akbar, extremely pathetic. And it's really astonishing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His mercy and His rahmah upon us. Remember the hadith, Rasulullah has said, when such a person sends you a marriage proposal whose religiousness and character are liked by you, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Tirmizi Sharif is, do not delay in performing the nikah. If you do this, then it will create fitna and major evils in the land. Zahir si baat hai, agar har banda isi intezar karta reh jaye, ki mujhe millionaire milega, billionaire damad milega, very stable damad who's standing on his feet. Jab tak ke liye my beti is doing all wrong things, she's chatting, she's communicating, she's going here, she's going there, she's doing whatever she wants, no problem. But the only time she's going to get married is when she finds, or when I find, a damad, a son-in-law who's stable, who's, you know, equipped with worldly benefits, who's got nice top medical aid class, whose family is well off to do, they don't suffer from poverty, they have many vehicles, they have many properties and homes. Isi intezar mein agar har maa baap reh jayein, to dunya ki kitni ladkiyan reh jayengi? Kinki shaadiyan hongi, kinki shaadiyan nahi hongi? So therefore the scholars and the ulama have mentioned, actually Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala had said it would cause mischief and evil on the land, that then they will start communicating fornication. Or ye ho raha is waqt, because everyone knows the standards of my family. My father would never agree to this person. Why? Because his caste is different. My father will not agree. Why? Because he is not kufu and not capable he is not, for example, a maimon. He is not a surti. He is not this, he is not that. It matters about the background. It comes to all these things. It boils down to these points. And then what happens? Because they want to be with each other, then evils are committed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His mercy and His rahmah upon us. You are responsible for your awlad and for your children. Remember, the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the glorious Quran-e-Pak is, Ku anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. And save yourselves and your family from the fire. Save yourselves and your family from the fire. Allahu Akbar. How do you save them from fire, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel? This question may come to your mind. This question was also asked by the Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. Ki ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how do we save ourselves and our family from the hellfire? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then replied and said, command them to perform those actions that are liked by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and refrain them from those actions which are disliked by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Guide them through. Be their support. Just as you support them when they are writing their final year examination, when they are in matric, when they are in university, when they are about to get their degrees, support them rightly, just like that, how you would take them for tuitions. You would do anything. You would wake up in the mornings and you would take them for tuitions, or in the afternoon, in the evenings. You would set an alarm for them to wake up and study and work hard. You would send them abroad with your heart, sweat, money to make them somebody. Why? So that they could earn a very good livelihood in this world. Allahu Akbar. For this world, we are so concerned for them to have a good, comfortable life. Kabhi muhtajgi nahi hogi. Kabhi bheek mangte phirenge nahi. Theek hai, achhi baat hai. Lekin us dunya ke liye jahan pe koi phir end nahi hai. Marne ke baad phir, when Allah Azza wa Jal will resurrect us, it's an everlasting world. When you go to Jannah, you will be there forever. There is no ending after death. Don't we want to arrange for comfort for them in that world? Don't you want to arrange comfort for them in the qabr as well? As you fulfill every demand of your awlad in this world, they are still going to be your children even on the day of judgment. Would you want to see your own children being burnt in the hellfire? Would you not set up an alarm for them to wake up for Salatul Fajr? Would you not teach them how to go and read namaz in the masjid ba jamaat in the month of Ramadan? We say, no, be chota hai. He's only 15 years old. He cannot keep all his fast. Little bit else is, oh, certain reasons which is not even, you know, excused by Sharia. For minor issues such as zukham, nose is running, little bit flu, you know, beta chod de, you can't keep fast. Allahu Akbar. We're not concerned. We are not concerned whatsoever, but the very same child. You know, there's also often seen ki agar do bachche kisi ke paas ho, agar ek kamzor ho, dusra sahi ho, dusra tez ho, he's very intelligent, he's very sharp, and he's liked by everyone in the family. And the one who's dull, the one who's naive, the one who's weak, he's not giving much attention. We'll say, no, make him the alim, make him the mufti, the one who's weak. Make him the hafiz of the Quran because he failed his standard 5, his grade 8 several times. He's not going to go to school again. Now we're going to send him to the Darul Uloom to become a hafiz of the Quran. Allahu Akbar. And the one who's intelligent, the one who has made you proud because he has brought some distinctions in school, he brought some A's and came, made you proud. Say, no, my son, this son here, he's a diamond. He's going to become a doctor. Allahu Akbar. ये हमारी नियतें जब ऐसी हों, हमने अपनी आंखों से देखा है कि उन बच्चों के साथ जिन पर फख्र की जाती है, वही बच्चे पर ड्रग्स देना शुरू कर देते हैं, और वो बच्चे जिनको हम हाफिज और आलिम बनाना चाहते हैं, सोच करके ये बनेगा क्या? बनेगा तो चलो आलिम दीन ही बनेगा. अस्तग़फिरुल्लाह. If this is the niyat that we regard them as so minor, becoming an alim is not a big deal in comparison to the one who's becoming a doctor, an engineer. This is our niyat in the very beginning. This is something which is common. You ask those students who are graduating in the Darul Ulooms and Jamias, they will tell you what type of parents come and leave their children. They are going on a vacation to other countries. The Darul Uloom is like for a holiday zone for them. Send the child over there. We'll come back after 2 months and pick our child up. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His mercy upon us. Listen to this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet of Mercy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had stated, educate your children about 3 traits. 3 aisi such qualities hai jo apne bachcho ko do. Number 1, love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hai hai, kya aqa e kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam se toot toot karke muhabbat karein. Number 2, love for ahl e bayt, love for the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And number 3, teachings of the Holy Quran Pak. Hai hai hai, the only time they will have attachment to the Holy Quran and the Ahl Bayt is when they understand the maqam of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Know the stories and the sacrifices and the seerah about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They don't even know what's the grandfather's name of our Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hame jab khud nahi pata hoga to hamare bachcho ko kahan se pata hoga? Hum to bhool hi jate hain. What are, how many children he sallallahu alaihi wasallam had? How many years he lived in Makkatul Mukarrama? How many years he sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived in Madinatul Munawwara? They know the stories of soccer players, of cricket players. They know the stories and the biography of singers, of film stars. Astaghfirullah and a'udhu. May Allah Azza wa Jal save us. Ma'adullah. They know the stories and the kahanis and the biographies of other people in the world. You ask them about the first person who went to the moon. They know everything. What he used to eat, when he went, how he went, what he did. Because in school, this is what's taught. But for the same children, we're not pushing them to learn Islamic education. We are not there to give them education of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The only time a child can develop muhabbat and love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is when he knows the sacrifices that our beloved Nabi, who is our beloved master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that has rendered for Islam. Allahu Akbar. What message has he come with? How much he loved his ummah? What are the commandments of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? When the child will hear about this day and night, instead of telling him stories, bedtime stories to make him sleep about worldly matters, give them the stories and teach them the stories even before they sleep about the awliya, the saliheen, about the sahaba and about our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This will develop muhabba for the Ahl Bayt, and then they will understand the teachings of the Holy Quran Pak as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His mercy and His rahmah upon us. Dusri hadith sun le. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, offspring has the right upon the father that the father keeps a good name for him. This is the haq and the right that the child has, the offspring has. Ladki ho ya ladka ho. یہ حق بچے کا بنتا ہے کہ ماں باپ اس کو اچھا نام دیں. یہاں سے شروعات ہے. اب ہم وہاں سے بھی گڑبڑ کر لیتے ہیں. دس حق اینڈ دس رائٹ از آلسو ٹیکن مینی اے ٹائمز وی لوکنگ فار سچ ان یوزول نیمز جس کے کبھی کوئی معنی بھی نہیں ہوتے ہیں. بس کبھی کسی نے پکارا نہ ہو, کسی نے بلایا نہ ہو, کسی نے کہا نہ ہو, ہم اس طرح کے نام ڈھونڈتے ہیں. ون پرسن کیپٹ ہز ڈاٹرز نیم. آئی وونٹ یوز دیٹ نیم رائٹ ہیئر آن مدنی چینل, بٹ نان دا لیس ہی گیون دیٹ نیم. دیٹ گرل یوز ٹو سی جنات اینڈ شیاطین, عجیب عجیب طرح کی چیزیں اس کے سامنے آیا کرتی تھیں. دعوت اسلامی کے پاس ان کے والد گرامی آتے ہیں, اینڈ ہی کمپلینز اینڈ ہی گیوز اے اسٹوری ٹو دا تعویذات ڈپارٹمنٹ. تعویذات ڈپارٹمنٹ نے سب سے پہلے یہ پوچھا کہ آپ کی بیٹی کا نام کیا ہے. تو والد صاحب کہتے ہیں کہ میری بیٹی کا نام یہ ہے. پتہ چلا کہ بیٹی کا نام جو تھا وہ کسی شیطان کا نام تھا ان عربک, بٹ بیکاز اٹ ساؤنڈز ویری ان یوزول, بہت اچھا پروناؤنسیشن میں اچھا لگتا ہے زبان پہ, اس وجہ سے ماں باپ نے اس طرح کا نام دیا. But they did not see the meaning of that name. And what happened was that the one who's responsible of Tawizat Tariya then changed the name. Naam badalne se wo jo shayateen ise dikhte the wo dikhna band ho gaye. Allahu Akbar. She stopped seeing those funny features and things that used to come in front of her and worry her all the time. Subhanallah. This means, dear viewers and listeners of Madini Channel, one of the right of the child and the offspring is that a father, I mean the parents, should give it good names. And number two is that teach them good manners. Because in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said that the best thing parents can ever give their aulad and children is manners. Manners. بچہ اگر کچھ غلط کر رہا ہو تو اسی وقت اس کی تربیت فرمائیں. کوئی عالم دین بیٹھا ہے, کوئی مفتی صاحب بیٹھا ہے, بچہ اپنے موبائل پہ کھیل رہا ہے تو اسے چھوڑے نا. Don't leave your child to do what he's doing if that shows disrespect, because it means you are not concerned about him. Kabhi ye dekha jata hai ki ulama and great scholars are seated and there's a child who's busy having a conversation, laughing, joking, mocking. Maybe it seems as if he's laughing around the scholars, or he's busy on the phone chit-chatting. Allahu Akbar. This is one example. Then examples of in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they go for salah, what they do. Parents are there to see, but they are not there to rectify. And many a times I am astonished as to why didn't the father correct his son. If somebody else corrects, they get very angry and upset about it. But we regard it to be as a normal thing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his mercy upon us. Inshallah, we will be back with another episode of this program called The Early Echo. Until then, stay tuned to Madani Channel. And wherever you are, remember what is the Madani Maqsad of Da'wat Islami. The missionary statement of this beautiful, fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah is that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
الله الله. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.